Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good evening. I'd like to bring the regular council meeting of Tuesday, May 20th, 2014 to order. Ms. Smoot, would you call the roll?
Certainly. Council members present and establishing a quorum are Hanford, Cuddeback, Rasmussen, Davis, Gamble, and Gearing.
Thank you. Councilmember Gamble, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance tonight?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The first item that we have on tonight's agenda is a proclamation for the Sky Valley Indian Education 10th Annual Traditional Powwow. And so it reads as follows: Proclamation, 10th Annual Traditional Powwow. Whereas the Monroe, Snohomish, and Sultan Public Schools Sky Comish Valley Indian Education Program is a federally funded program that focuses on academic support and cultural activities, and the program serves Native American, Alaska Native students preschool, high school age in preschool through high school age in Monroe, Snohomish, and Sultan Public Schools. Whereas it is valuable that residents of the city of Monroe be aware of the importance of Native American, Alaska Native education programs, and whereas the Monroe, Snohomish, and Sultan Public Schools Sky Comish Valley Indian Education Program is sponsoring a unique ceremony on May 24, 2014, entitled 10th Annual Traditional Powwow, and whereas partnership awareness and cooperation are important themes of the traditional powwow, now therefore I, Jeffrey Thomas, do hereby thank the Sky Comish Valley Indian Education Program and encourage the residents and businesses in Monroe to participate in the 10th Annual Traditional Powwow on May 24, 2014. And we have here today Mars Miller, who is the Family Liaison Coordinator of the Monroe, Snohomish, and Sultan Public Schools Sky Comish Valley Indian Education Center, to receive the proclamation. So come on up.
Thank you very much for this, and
thank you very much for this. This is really important because it's our 10th annual. We can all hardly believe that we've been doing this for 10 years. But we invite you all to come. The kids will be passing out some of our flyers. And this is important for us culturally, educationally, to have this program. But, you know, it's also important because we want the entire community to participate with us and understand more about our cultures. So please do visit us, and be sure, if any of you are there, to give us a holler up at the speaker stand so we can introduce you at the powwow. Okay. And there'll be a grand entry at 1 and another one at 6. And I'd like to introduce some of the students in our program. Some of them are at band concerts and sports events, but we do have Elijah Stevenson, who's our head boy dancer. He's a grass dancer. And we have Alexis Wilson and Morgan Wilson, and they are jingle dress dancers. And I'm going to ask them to come and introduce themselves quickly.
Hi, I'm Elijah Stevenson. Please come to our powwow. There's free food. It's our 10th annual, so everything's good.
Thank you.
My name is Alexis Wilson, and I'm a jingle dress dancer.
Very good.
My name is Morgan, and I'm a jingle dress dancer.
Very good. Nice job.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next item that we have on our agenda this evening is a certificate of appreciation for our student representative, Vasatka. Karen, would you come on up to the podium, please? And I'd like to say that Councilmember Camp would have liked to have been here this evening and wasn't able to make it. It's been a pleasure having you on council. I haven't had you the whole time because I started in January, but I know that this is a valuable program that we started here in Monroe, and I want to thank you very much for your service. So here's your certificate, Karen.
Yep.
You're welcome. And I think each of the... Yeah, I feel like it's like Madonna struck from the books. It was lip sync.
Exactly.
I don't have that in my good. So I'm going to go around the room and just kind of share a couple of thoughts. So, Councilmember Hanford.
Yeah, thanks. As I've shared a long time ago, I know Karen from outside of council chambers. She's been in our backyard bonfires and things, so... it's great seeing a familiar face, and she's also helped out with the kids at Fry Lands Elementary with the leadership mentor type program. I forget what it's called, but I'd highly recommend her for anything in the future. Yep.
Councilmember Cuddeback.
Thank you, Karen, for your service. I know it takes time away from your probably really busy schedule with all the activities you have going on. I've really appreciated your dedication and attending council and really keeping us informed on what was going on at the school. That was very helpful, so thank you. And good luck in the future.
Councilmember Camp. I'm sorry, Rasmussen.
Thank you for representing the school and joining us here on Tuesdays. It's a big commitment, I know, and appreciate all the work that you've done. So.
Councilmember Davis.
Yeah, thank you, Karen. I always appreciated your information and the informative way that you gave it to us. And I like that connection with what's going on over the high school, and I think you did a great job keeping us informed. And I echo the previous statements. It does take time and a lot of effort, and I appreciate that. So good job.
Councilmember Gamble.
Yeah, fantastic job. Great to see you every Tuesday. Now you know what you can do this thing, so I expect to see your name on a sign. That's absolutely fantastic. How are finals going? Is everything pretty close?
Yeah, 2.5 weeks.
2.5 weeks, the crunch time. Enjoy every minute of it. It is extremely, I know it's a lot of stuff going on right now, but these last couple weeks, enjoy every minute of it. It's a ton of fun. And where's the school? Where are you going from high school? Wow.
Wow.
Well, they're getting a good one. So, nice job.
Thank you.
Yeah. Councilmember Gehring.
Thank you. I appreciate your service here. I'm so glad we were able to set this program up. We've had two excellent people. Brandon was awesome, and you've been great as well. And so, really appreciate it. Again, it does take time. I'm glad that you're interested in doing it, as well. And hopefully it helped you look good on your resume and your college entrance applications and all those things. I'm hoping that it helped with that as well. So you're already in, so it must have, maybe it worked. So that's good. And thank you very much for your service. Gene.
As a former Bearcat and a Monroe graduate myself, way to represent.
I appreciate
it. Are you a working staff?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Small town.
So will everybody please join me in a round of applause? Thank you again for your service.
Thank you.
We're going to go ahead and move on to the student representative report. Do you have anything to report? I'm sorry, comments from citizens, and then we'll come back to that. This is a time set aside for members of the audience to speak to the City Council on any issue related to the City of Monroe, except any quasi-judicial matter subject to a public hearing. Do we have a sign-in sheet? Okay, and I don't see any members of the public here to give comment this evening. So, Representative Fasadka.
I wanted to take a moment to thank you guys for the opportunity to be a student representative. I was a little hesitant coming in because I never had like a huge interest in politics, but I mean, it's like I really actually really strangely enjoyed coming to the meeting. I actually had a really good time, and I wish I could have done more and like attended more meetings, but it happened. So thank you for the opportunity, and like firefighting doesn't work out, I actually am considering like potentially a career in politics. So thank you for that. I wanted to update you guys on everything that's been going on at the high school. So everyone finished AP testing like 2 weeks ago, and so that took up like 2 weeks of time, and it was terrible, but it's done. The FFA, they completed their plant sale a couple weeks ago, and I heard it was really successful. My mother went and bought a bunch of stuff, so that was cool. We had our Battle of the Sexes week and our Beach Bash Field Day last week, and in our pep assembly, we raised $400 for Free the Children and a little minute to win it competition between the boys and the girls. Girls won, obviously. And so then for our Free the Children goal, we, as of Thursday and Friday, we earned $1,500 just in like a 36-hour time period with the IER art fundraiser that we did with art, drama, and band, the minute to win it in the pep assembly, and also we had a car wash on Saturday to raise funds for both OSO and for the children, and we raised $600 at that. So now we only have $2,200 left to raise, so we're super close, and we can do it. But we have our Mr. Monroe pageant next Friday, and we're hoping to raise the rest of the money there. So we have like 16 guys, four from each grade, and they're all going to be competing in like a little male beauty pageant kind of thing. And it's going to be really entertaining, and I'm excited for it. And then also, culminating challenge presentations are next Thursday, and graduation is in 2.5 weeks. And that's all.
Well, and your awards night?
Yep, and that's
Thursday.
Also next Thursday. Yeah. So a lot going on. Hello. Any questions? Great.
I don't see any questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Great. We're going to move on to the consent agenda. Councilmember Gehring.
I move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
I have a first from Councilmember Gehring, a second from Councilmember Hanford. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed. Motion passes 6-0. The next item that we have on the agenda is under new business. This is AB 14074, authorize the mayor to sign a construction contract for the Kelsey Chain Lake Road roundabout. Brad.
Slight change from what is in the council packet is the same. The bottom line is the same, but rather than getting a new contract, it is an amendment to the existing contract we have with Reed Middleton for the design services that they perform for the roundabout. This is just amending construction management services, changing the time for completion to the end of the year, and it's still going to be approximately $140,000 to have it services. And there's also a new suggested request of action available for you, basically, is to authorize the mayor to sign the contract amendment for the North Kelsey Chain Lake Road roundabout. Consultant contract with Reed Middleton and changing the scope of work and the expiration date of the contract.
I don't see anything in this packet.
Is there any questions that you might answer them?
If it's okay with council, just a second. Brad, do we need to act on this tonight, or can it be moved to the next council meeting?
Contractor starts on this.
Okay. Gentlemen, do you need a recess to go over this rather than Okay, we're going to take a recess until 7:25 on that clock, so it's a 7-minute recess. I'm very sorry, Council. We are in recess. Okay, we're going to come back into session, and Brad, can you, Brad or Zach, if you could just kind of go over a little bit of about, are there any changes? Because staff, okay.
The changes are, instead of doing a new contract, the amendment to the existing contract. The existing contract did not have a price on it because it's based on time and materials. So there's still no change in the amount of the contract, but we expect this to cost $140,000 for the amount of time that they will need to spend on the project.
So it's still time and materials, but what you've done is you've set a cap on how much we're going to spend by doing a not-to-exceed amount of $140,000.
No, there is no not-to-exceed. That's just the information that we expected to cost an additional $140,000.
Okay.
As it says in the cover sheet, so that's the same.
Got it.
In the cover sheet.
Okay. All right. So just a second here. Councilmember Cuddeback.
Thank you. So, Brad, the amendment to the contract has to deal with project management?
Correct.
Of the roundabout,
the inspection, review of the submittals, those kind of things.
Okay.
Yes.
And it's not to exceed $140,000 on top of what we've already been paying them for design?
No, it's not. It's a time and materials contract. It's not a not-to-exceed contract.
Okay. And so where is this coming from, this extra $140,000. Where is it budgeted? Where does it come from?
It's contained within the budget.
Okay.
For the street capital street fund, which is 318, and most of the money is coming from the transportation fees that Walmart paid.
Okay. And what's the total fees that Walmart paid for their transportation impact fees?
$1.3 million.
Okay. And how much total of the roundabout project comes out of that? I mean, what's the total of the whole roundabout project with construction and?
1.4.
Okay, so it doesn't quite cover the cost.
But then we get loads paid for roundabout, products paid for roundabout, those other ones.
Okay, so they contributed into that.
All the property on the
for that roundabout, when they built, they contributed. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that there was money in there and that it was coming. Now, with construction management, hopefully you're not going to see many change orders and things like that in construction because they're going to be managing that process. I know that change orders can...
And it just depends. If they start digging and they run into something that's up there that we didn't know about, that would be a change order, but we're anticipating that not to be the case.
Okay. And you changed the time. It was November 1st originally, and you've now...
No, it was May 9th originally. That was the design contract, and we extended it to the end of the year, because originally we were hoping to have it rounded up then...
By November 1st.
And that would give us the time to close out the project after the project is done.
Okay.
So there's still all that paperwork and the state forms and things like that that have to take place after that.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Councilmember Gamble.
That was was it just a date question? What was the May 9th and the November 1st? November 1st has always been the date, right?
It's the date to have the roundabout completed.
Completed, right.
And then without completion of the project, then we have to do the payroll forms and all that kind of stuff.
Correct.
It takes on for a while afterwards.
But that was always the date that we had on the calendar?
Yes.
My questions are more around, because we awarded it in January, we didn't see the need for it then?
No, we didn't see the need for it then. The question is whether or not we have enough money to do it.
Okay.
If the bids for the contract came in really well, it came in like $200,000 underneath the engineer's estimate. So that allows us to have the money to have that construction management done.
I gotcha. So the other question I had, what about the bids on the design contract? How many of those did we get in?
You can't bid design.
Okay.
You have to do a request for proposals. And
well, through the RFP, how many did we get?
We do it for the most qualified bidder, and we had three on that one.
And the Reed was the low cost option?
No,
they weren't.
You can't base it on cost. You have to base it on the most qualified.
Okay.
You're not allowed to even ask them how much it is until you pick them as the contractor.
Okay.
So as long as it's
that's interesting.
In your budget, so what you guess it would cost.
So you have to go with the most qualified, yeah, not based on price.
Yes, not based on price.
Then I don't have an issue. All right. That's, is it some state law somewhere?
Yes.
Interesting. Crazy.
Councilmember Rasmussen, you had your light on before I move on.
Yeah. I guess I just have a little concern with the comfort of the, you know, not to exceed piece of it. I mean, maybe you can help put some comfort into this, so if we get into this and all of a sudden this $140,000 ends up being a lot more. I mean,
it's basically our contract management because their contract management contract. The only reason that, from what is anticipated that the contract, the construction itself, is going to last 3 months, you know, there's this many submittals that need to be turned in,
mm-hmm.
that gives them a good estimate of how much time they need to spend. The only, if it would go over is if it would be in the, something unexpected comes up and when they're digging up there, they run across some fiber optic line that wasn't identified earlier in the project, that would cause changes and things like that. That would make the project last longer, so they have to be, the inspectors would have to be out on site for a longer period of time.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Councilmember Gehring.
Thank you, Mayor. Brad, it feels, you know, like there's a little bit of a rush. I know in the past we've kind of, did we not know this until, did we not know this until right now?
We knew it last week.
Okay.
Except
last week's last week.
In order to make a better presentation, we waited another week. It didn't turn out well either. but we did have to wait until after the bids came in,
right.
So that we knew there was money available to do that. So it was only 1 week off the week before.
Okay.
Also, this contractor is wanting to start earlier than we were anticipating them. We weren't anticipating them to begin until the beginning of the middle of June, and he wants to be gone by the time the fair starts. So he wants to start June 2nd.
I can understand as well. I really appreciate the clarification as well about the how the process for selection goes, because I had some of the same questions Councilmember Gamble did. It seemed very, you know, how's that work? So I do appreciate that clarification as well. You said Walmart fees paying for this. I feel like we've said that a couple times. At what point are there not going to be any of those left,
well,
right?
It's basically there was the five projects that were required by the EIS.
Okay.
Which were the signal at Kelsey and two, the signal at the redoing the intersection of Highway 2 and Chain Link Road Lewis Street,
mm-hmm.
the roundabout, and the signal at Cherry and Kelsey, and the median curb at Kelsey and Linton Place.
Okay.
So we got grant money for some of that, and then also all the sales of the property in North Kelsey. There's a We charge them a fee of $1.54 per square foot for the property that they buy from us.
Okay.
Submit to their building plans, and then that money goes for those five projects.
Okay. And so this money is coming out of that. There's money to cover the $140,000, and it's out of that.
Yeah.
And there will still be money left for whatever we have left on the list. Great. I appreciate that as well. Okay. And again, so if the reason that you're asking for this to be immediately amended is because we don't have a meeting between now and then, and it's June 2nd, and that he wants to start so that he can get out before they can be out before the fair.
Yes.
I appreciate that as well. All right, thank you very much.
He doesn't like
turning back. Yeah, I get it.
Councilmember Cutaback, and then Councilmember Hanford.
Brad, one last question. You said one of the reasons for having a project manager, having the consultant handle the management of this project, was that the city staff were unfamiliar with the roundabout and it was a fast-track project. Do we have a consultant
Oh, well, it says it.
Okay.
It says, due to the fast-track nature of this project and the unfamiliarity of the city staff with the construction of a roundabout, it is recommended to amend the Reed Middleton contract to allow contract management. So I guess my question is, we have another roundabout in town at Main, you know, when you come off 522.
Right.
Did we have a
Reed
contract?
Reed Middleton contract administered that one.
And they administered that one?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And then also having the staff, having an outside consultant do that, that frees up city staff to do other projects such as the design for the stormwater grant or doing the stormwater on Lewis and Main Street and things like that. So there is other work for staff to do that doesn't have the money available to hire consultants for.
Okay.
Councilmember Hanford.
Yes, thank you. This kind of goes off. I'm going to veer off just a little bit here and talk about the roundabout and just ask a question about that. It was interesting to me that it's not a two-lane roundabout similar to the one by the high school.
Correct.
I'm just looking at the diagrams from last week's agenda. Was there any reason why that specifically wasn't done? Do you know? I'm just curious.
Not having to buy property back from Lowe's at $17.60 a square foot. And also that the amount of traffic that is coming, projected to come down there for the next 20 years will be handled by a one-lane roundabout.
I was just curious.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, they changed it. Okay. Council, is there any more discussion or a desire to make a motion? If there's a desire to make a motion, I do have alternate language that was provided to me. You do want the alternate? Okay. Councilmember Gehring.
Thank you. I will authorize the mayor to sign amendment number one to the North Kelsey Chain Lake Road Roundabout Consultant Agreement with Reed Middleton to expand the scope of work to include construction management services and extending the completion time, and expressly authorize further minor revisions by the mayor to the extent deemed necessary or appropriate.
Second.
We have a first from Councilmember Gehring, a second from Councilmember Hanford. Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Thank you. The next item that we have on our agenda is AB 14075. This is award contract for custodial services. And who has this? Jacob.
Thank you, Mayor. About 17 years ago, the city hired a custodian by the name of Bill Harmon. He served us very well over that period of time and also recently retired. At that point, staff was starting to go out and look at options for replacing custodial services, but also potentially increasing service levels. Quickly became apparent at that point in time that hiring commercial cleaning services to perform those tasks around City Hall, Police Department, and our other facilities was the most cost-effective option, and also increased service levels pretty substantially. So at this point, I open up the floor for questions on the cover sheet information that's there, or entertain a motion if it suffices.
Councilmember Hanford.
Thank you. I got to tell you, when I first started reading this on the agenda, I started thinking, what about the employee? And then I got to the point where he just retired. I'm like, all right, this is perfect. So I'm going to move to authorize the mayor to sign the contractor service agreement for janitorial cleaning services with Action Cleaning Services in an amount not to exceed $65,000 and expressly authorize further minor revisions to the extent deemed necessary or appropriate.
I have a first from Councilmember Hanford.
I'll second it.
Okay, I have a second from Councilmember Cutterback. We do have a couple lights on for discussion on the motion. And so, Councilmember Gehring, you would be next.
Thank you, Mayor. Looks like there was a selection process that was used. How many different, who else did you have? How many different people were in the list?
Your response.
three responsive bidders. I just was curious about some of the, like, there were some scores for selection processes. You know, we've kind of done some of those before, like Brad's given us some of those before for different types of things for scoring. What were some of the criteria that you used to choose one over another, I guess? Just curious.
Well, references was a really strong one, actually.
Sure.
What other work have they done like ours, similar to ours? The government work with a pretty high level security standard and expectation for that type of thing. Obviously, cost was in there. And we had a couple other things that were lower ranking in that pool.
Okay. So you guys, I guess, who was all involved then, I guess? So it was...
Public Works staff and okay. Assistant Design and Construction staff for our contracts.
Perfect. Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Councilmember Cutterback.
Thank you. Jake, I was reading through it, one of the questions that came up was whether background checks were done on employees. I did see it in there in some of the language. So. Okay, good. So I was going to request that if it wasn't in there. I think that's important. And then do we have security cameras around City Hall that are on or...
We have some. They're more focused on our fuel stations.
Okay.
A really high theft concern.
Sure.
Doors and something
okay.
That, you know, theoretically you might obviously keep a close track of.
Okay.
We don't have a security system per se, as in, you know, monitors and having something to watch like that. No.
Sure. Okay. Is there any thought of getting any of that in when we start doing the court?
You know, I don't really know if that's on the menu
okay.
for that project. I haven't really brought that concern
okay.
to the police department. That these folks are going to be working most
during the day.
Yeah, so
okay.
if they have to do things that are disruptive to staff or public, they'll be doing it kind of. They're here in a portion of our day, and then perhaps after we leave, or maybe before we arrive, kind of thing.
Yeah, I did see that in here that there might be times when they are here when no one else is here. So
yeah.
Knowing that there's background checks is good, but then you're now having a non-employee having
sure.
access to a building. I have this in my place of work, and we have security cameras that throughout the building that then we can monitor. It just helps, that's all.
And that makes good sense. And this is our first kind of dive into
sure.
the service, so actually people who've been through this like yourself will be
yeah.
talk to you about what to concern yourself, what you know, oversight you should provide, what we should provide.
Sure. Good. Well, thank you. And then... just wondering about in there, this is a independent contractor agreement, but it looked like the city was providing some of the materials for the janitorial services, but not others.
Yeah, what we're trying to do is contain our costs there. So typically, they'll bid something and then provide you with the lowest possible grade of whatever that is. So rather than going out and dealing with that process, we've decided we will order an inventory material.
Sure.
They'll use it and check it out. Kind of that situation.
Okay. That's where I found that some stuff disappears when, you know, later at night when they have just putting it out there. And then I saw in there that there was talking about a higher level of service based on going to a company. And looking at the hours that I saw total, it looked like they were going to be working 130 hours a month. If I looked at that grid you had with 58 and 51
yeah.
and...
Yeah.
So a full-time employee tends to work 40 hours a week, so there's a little
sure.
less hours. So are there more people here? Is it one person? Is that what it is?
Here.
Okay.
So you're multiplying your labor force.
Okay. So that was my question. I didn't see that where I didn't read in there whether there was multiple here
yeah,
people here.
It's got a little bit of variation in it as well, if I'm doing a not to exceed situation, because we don't actually know what it's going to take to meet our standard at this point.
Sure.
Room to give and take there, and so I don't expect it to get to $65,000. But we want to be sure that we cover our costs and then are able that first year to really figure out what the holds in, and then we'll have to provide extra money.
Right. And then my question was about the additional services that you had listed, and that's usually the, you know, the deep clean, the
mm-hmm.
carpet cleaning. So is that included? Are you looking at that's included in the 65
yes.
or okay? And then my last question, are you going to have a staff that's dedicated to checking the work?
Absolutely. We actually have I've made contacts in each of our different departments in each building, and I have cleaning spies are already set up. So
that's awesome.
I know people are the white glove folks, and so not being one of those, I rely on their opinion. I probably wouldn't know this. So
yeah.
It's one of those. You have to have your folks in each place that you go to. And I'm looking for feedback from them in the first
sure.
few months, but I'm also going to ask them just randomly.
That's awesome.
On the calendar and ask about this.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. That's it.
And I've become aware that there is going to be one minor change to the contract, like that described briefly to council before they follow through with a motion.
Very briefly, council. A provision of state law requires that whenever you have a building services maintenance contract, which includes janitorial services, and there's a possibility that the contract term may extend for a duration greater than 1 year, the prevailing wage provision must have an automatic escalator in it. This contract omits that kind of obscure provision. Since the motion before you, as it's framed in the agenda bill, already indicates that the mayor has the authority to make any minor revisions to the document, there's no need to alter that motion. But the final form of contract that will be executed will presumably have that additional wage language in it.
Is that covered at page 15
of 25? I didn't see it.
Okay.
Or get either way though with the
okay so it's going to have an automatic escalator for prevailing wage, which means that the contract will go up in price on an annual basis
if it's extended beyond the one year. An option to extend for I think two 1 year periods, and if it actually does that, that at that point the escalator will apply.
And what is the nature of that escalator? Is it a COLA or
it's to track the applicable prevailing wage at the time annually.
Very good.
Okay, and is are we would staff know, is that under 5% or it's just going to vary according to a cost of living?
There's
or
a big thick booklet that comes from
wonderful.
The Department of Labor Industries every year, for every, actually twice a year, that says this is stepping up the page number.
Okay.
Employees, different job classifications.
Okay.
And so it's semi-tied to the
possibly. Okay. So to be clear, it's the minor revision portion of the motion would be used to allow that change, which does have a budgetary impact, albeit at 1% or 2%, which is what I would anticipate that it would be, that it would be that on top of roughly 65 or 70,000. So I do want council to be aware of that before you proceed with voting, just in case you have any concerns. Councilmember Cutterback.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it does say it on 15, so that's not.
I was going to recommend the language track the actual.
Oh,
back.
Just, okay, I got gotcha. You. Okay. All right, thank you.
Yeah. All right, so there are no more lights on. Is there any discussion on the motion? Okay, seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion passes 6-0. The next item on the agenda is one that I will need to recuse myself from, but before we do that, we are going to need to have a temporary mayor pro tem for this one item, since our mayor pro tem camp is not available. Councilmember Cutterback.
Nominate Councilmember Gearing. He sits right next to you. You just can easily grab the gavel.
Okay. So the motion would be I move to elect Councilmember Gearing to serve as Mayor Pro Tem for the May 20th, 2014 Monroe City Council regular business meeting. Is that your motion?
Yes, please.
Second.
Okay. I hear a first from Councilmember Cutterback. A second from Councilmember Davis. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion passes 6-0. So I'd like to ask the city clerk to note my recusal in the official minutes for the meeting. The reason for my recusal is that I am employed by the contracting party, Snohomish County. My position with the county is that of an employee, and my compensation consists entirely of fixed salary. There is no contingent component of my compensation package pursuant to RCW 42-2304-0, and based upon my consultation with the city attorney, I accordingly have, at most, a remote interest in the agreement and am removing myself from participation in this matter. And Mayor Pro Tem Gearing, you have the gavel, and I will step out.
Thank you. Temporary Mayor Pro Tem.
Great. Thanks.
All right, so we'll let the record show that the mayor stepped out of the room. JK, you're presenting.
Yes,
thank you.
How did it feel?
You know, it's been a little while. I never actually got to hold this, so it's kind of fun. Yeah,
I figured I'd make it.
And I appreciate that. Thank you. I was pointing at the Councilmember Gamble over here. I did like that. I'm like, I was pointing at but it was very kind. Thank you, Councilmember Cutback. But anyway, yeah.
Back to it. Sorry. So, 14 cities and the counties and some other counties that are local and actually extended Puget Sound area are pulling resources in order to fulfill one of the many mandates, as I always say to you, of the NPDES, which is our stormwater discharge permit here in the city. There are many mandates, there are a few resources to meet those mandates, and our main guy Vince here has found us a couple of grants that we've gotten in order to pay for this, which is a pretty significant mandate. It requires us to track public education and then the impact of that education on people within our MS4, our municipal stormwater system. So in other words, we have to teach people something about stormwater in order to make our environment cleaner and more livable, and then we have to go back to them and find out whether the teaching that we completed actually made an impact and changed their behavior. So as you can imagine, that would be a pretty significant undertaking for one individual, but when you do it as a group, it works out really, really well, and you're able to draw regionally. So hopefully that was a sufficient explanation. At this point, I would take any questions or entertain a motion.
Councilmember Hanford.
I'll move to authorize the mayor pro tem to sign the interlocal agreement with Snohomish County and expressly authorize further minor revisions to the extent deemed necessary or appropriate.
Second.
Motion is made by Councilmember Hanford, seconded by Councilmember Cutterback. Councilmember Cutterback.
I just wanted to compliment Vince. I'm full of compliments tonight. He attended my Rotary meeting a while ago and did a presentation on stormwater and just how to maintain that and how to keep it clean and the difference between the different drains, and it was incredibly educational and informative, and I never gave you credit for that. So publicly, I want to say you did a great job. So I think that's really important to get out and educate the community about this stuff. I mean, it really does make a difference. So thank you for doing that, and I'll be voting
actually,
for it.
You did give credit for it.
I did? He wasn't here.
Yeah, that's okay.
We'll take the double dip.
He was, yeah. His name's on the record. Absolutely. Council, any other discussion or questions? All right, seeing none, we'll take a vote on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Thank you. We can let the mayor come on back.
Thank you. We're going to go ahead and move on to council member reports now. Councilmember Gehring.
Thank you. I had the opportunity today to serve as the watchdog at Salem Woods Elementary. It's always a blast. So much fun. And, of course, it was a gorgeous day today, so it was totally awesome being outside. Also had the economics fair. The fourth graders get to, they take either a company or an industry or some sort of, maybe for the state of Washington, a type of produce that is produced here in the state of Washington that is sold that is from here. There are storyboards all about the economy, how, for example, strawberries, chocolate, Willie Green's Organic Farm locally was one of them that was created. There was Nordstrom, there was Microsoft, there was Woodland Park Zoo. So the kids are creating these, you know, kind of the effect that these places have on the economy. It was just a blast to see fourth graders do this. So the great thing was, as a parent or a teacher, the teachers gave you fake money. You got to go and actually buy things. So they were the fisheries department was selling the little bags of Swedish fish, which was great because we all got a nice sugar high for a fake dollar. You get real candy. It was a lot of fun. So great time being able to do that while I was there as well. But if anybody has even if you don't have a kid in one of the elementary schools, it is a blast to be the watchdog. It's totally fun. I highly recommend it. Love doing it every year, and had a great time doing that today. So that's it. Thanks.
Okay. Councilmember Gamble.
Always a highlight of the year.
Love it.
Yeah. You know, usually go on the birthdays. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. I'm actually interested to hear the readout from the mayor when we get to his turn on the SVLL jamboree that he partook in. I was unable to make it to Jamboree because I had a wedding to attend. So, but a great day on that Saturday. The weather turned out pretty good. We were a little apprehensive, and baseball game in the morning, wedding in the afternoon, lots of people out, but I'm looking forward to hearing the readout. Did you throw out the first pitch?
No, traded.
Traded. Oh, well, nice. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So, anyway, that's it. That's all I got. Lots of baseball.
Councilmember Davis. Okay. Councilmember Rasmussen.
We don't have a meeting next week, I just want to let everyone know our Housing Hope, Monroe Family Village, they're having their big groundbreaking on Wednesday, 3 to 4, I'll be attending, and hopefully others can join as well. So
Wednesday tomorrow?
Wednesday next week, the 28th. Sorry.
Thank you. Councilmember Cutterback.
Nothing tonight, thanks.
Councilmember Hanford.
Yeah, a couple things. First of all, last Wednesday, I got the opportunity. I'm on the Employees Community Fund for Boeing employees on the leadership team. And so I'm not a trustee, so I don't have any decision on where funds go, but I donate out of my paycheck to the pooled fund. Anyway, I got to tour Housing Hope with some of the other people on the leadership team, the Everett site, and was just very thrilled and so excited to see everything that they do there. And they didn't know, the lady giving the presentation didn't know, that I was there and that we're helping them and all that. Of course, I was anonymous. And it was so good to hear her say to all these employees how excited they are to come to Monroe, and this is like the largest facility, and I mean, she was really talking it up big, and I'm just there going, yeah, that's my town. Awesome. And so I did speak up and say, we were really excited to have you come, and she was just thrilled, that there was a spy among the group. And Nate Greenland saw me from the window and emailed me, I just saw you. And thanks for coming out. And so I'm just really excited. I'm going to try and make that happen next week, but yeah, it was really a neat experience to see that. The Legislative Affairs Committee met tonight before the previous meeting, and just a couple of things we talked about. We just rehashed the idea of that was brought up before, to have different legislators and senators come and share. And got the word that Dan Christensen is coming here on June 17th to share. So we're really excited to hear that. That was great. We were talking about the social media policy, and the update that we got from Liz was that she's waiting to hear from cities and WCIA. So we'll talk more about that once we have other updates. And then Gene gave us a great update on just kind of collaboration. So, Gene, you want to share your...
Absolutely. Thank you, Councilmember Hanford. Council probably remembers, I want to say it was at the end of last year, maybe at the beginning of this year, we signed a resolution with the school district that we'd work collaboratively to look at common ground, whether it be a building or purchasing, that type of thing. So we actually had our first meeting last week with the school district and Everett Community College to talk about the possibility of a joint campus. And the discussion went real well. It was amazing all the common ground we do have and how a facility could work if we were able to move forward. So at that meeting, we shared square footage needs. At first glance, it looks like the city would need about half the space, the district would need about a quarter, and the Everett Community College would need about a quarter. So, at any rate, we looked at properties available. Obviously, the City Hall property here, the properties across the street that the school district owns, and how that could all work together as essentially a master campus for the community. Talked about potentially having tenant space down below of the building, like a storefront out on Main Street to where you'd have a cafe potentially, that type of thing, because you're looking at a lot of employees and students that could house that facility should it be built. So at any rate, it was a pretty exciting discussion. We will be meeting again on the 30th of the month, and once we start putting some numbers to it and get some more information, then we'll probably have a joint meeting planned with the district and the council and Everett when we know more. But it was exciting. It was a great discussion. Everybody was on board, and I think that if it's going to happen, it's now, because we've never worked so collaboratively, thank you, with these groups in the past. I mean, like we talked, I've been here, Brad's been here almost 30 years, and we've never had such cooperation between all of us, and it's a pretty exciting time. So, yeah.
Cool. Councilmember Cuddeback has a question.
So have you been to the new Everett School District admin building that's a little bit farther south of their their old one? It's the new one they just built, and they built it. It's pretty cool. I had a community meeting there, and they built it. I think you should maybe take a look at that as we move forward, but they have these big community rooms that can fit a bunch of different needs, whether it's community meetings or things of that nature, and it's just, they went in with the intent that this was going to help serve the community and bring people together and be a very collaborative building. And Dr. Cohen came and spoke to us and talked about kind of their philosophy and what they were trying to create in there. So it's pretty cool because it's similar to what you were just saying about being collaborative and different groups being able to use, I mean, obviously those three groups, but making it kind of a community center almost as far as having meetings and that type of environment. And I think that's a really smart direction to go, to work collaboratively for that, for our community. So, but they've created a great space up there. So you've been there?
Yes.
Yeah. So, thanks.
Look at that. I appreciate that. And yeah, it would be a different approach than we've ever done before, but everybody, meaning the group, you know, if you look at like vehicle maintenance, we have that. The bus garage has that. Everett Community College doesn't, but they teach those skills, right? So they would be needing that same set of tools in the same space. So at any rate, how that would work, we're not sure, but it's definitely the common thread that would weave us all together. So,
well, and the Everett School District building has offices for outside agencies to be housed there. So the YMCA has our diversity inclusion director who's in charge of education housed there. So it's just nice to see that collaborative spirit and that an organization and other organizations are housed in there also. And it just works really well. So.
Thank you. Anything else, Councilmember Hanford?
No, that was it. Thank you very much. Thanks, Gene.
All right, let's go out to staff. Mike, do you have anything tonight?
Sure, thank you, Mayor. Things are blooming in the parks. Actually, downtown, hanging baskets are out, with flower pots are full of flowers.
Walking.
And tomorrow, the inmates from DOC will be planting flowers along Main Street and Lewis Street.
Nice.
So that'll be all there tomorrow. West Coast Girls districts today, they're happening at West Coast Plain. And Thursday, and then looking ahead, week from Saturday on the 31st, there's a lot going on. Relay for Life at Monroe High School, the Miracle League game. If you haven't been to the Miracle League game to cheer on the athletes, it's really quite something to do. And then also we have unlimited model boat races at Lake Tyler today.
Sweet.
Thank
you, Mike.
Quick question before.
Yes, Councilmember Campbell.
Yeah. I was just wondering, because I'm getting lots of questions on lot of interest in the survey that was put out there on parks. Do we know when we're going to get the results back from that? People were asking.
I don't have a specific date or location, but it'll be soon.
It'll be soon? Okay. And then we're going to make it on the website, or how are we going to put. Okay,
as
great.
As many ways as possible, whether that's I know they're going to do a downtown storefront, but also on that division of the road, that'll be the place.
Do you have any preliminary on response rate or anything?
No.
I think it's because it went through every coach's email tree. There was a lot of interest. They thought it was
quite a few. I mean, yeah. Some of the consultants, so I'm talking about more than a couple hundred. So.
Yeah. Good. Everybody loved that we, or that you guys did that, we reached out on that. So that was a good move.
Yeah. Anything else for Mike? All right, Jacob.
Not really truly work related, but the City Zoo, which is the unofficial city softball team, co-ed team, employees and their significant others in most cases, won their game this weekend 22-6 down at Fair River Park.
Nice.
Nicely done.
Who'd you play?
22-6.
You don't know.
No clue who you played?
They showed up, we played.
It's awesome. We'll just say it was Snohomish. Just yeah. There we go.
Vince.
Terrible.
Good. I was happy to attend a Stormwater Educational. It was through Scottie Valley Education Center down at Mount Mormon today. They had 5 stations set up, mitigation, salmon habitat, and they really put on a great show, so they had a very good environmental education program.
That's good. Brad?
There, just so you know, on Chain Lake Road, the Chain Lake Estates developer will be starting to put the sewer line in along the west side of the road, so hopefully it'll be done by the time the roundabout starts in the second, so the work of starting up there, hopefully tomorrow is not roundabout work, it's the sewer work. That's all I have.
Thank you. Just a couple of things, I guess, for me. Last week I attended the Monroe School District Capital Facilities Planning Meeting. This is the citizen group that is working on reviewing the different capital facilities plans and needs, and one of the things that they're looking at is that in order to maintain the same level of payment through property taxes within the district, they're looking at about $100 to $101 million worth of projects, which would, as I'm understanding it, would pretty much keep our property taxes about where they are in terms of paying back bonds. So that's something to anticipate going on the ballot as early as next year. There's probably about $170 or $180 million worth of projects that have been identified, of course, and it'll be up to the to that citizens advisory committee to sort of come up with a recommended list, and then up to the school board to go through that list and determine what their priorities are. Of course, that being just an advisory board, one of the items that was in there was replacing their administrative building. So, of course, the discussion of having a sort of a shared facility is something that could reduce some of those costs, and I forget the exact number, but I want to say that it was somewhere, I'll just say a few million dollars for them to replace their existing administrative building with a new administrative building, and sharing that facility would probably reduce some of their costs. On Thursday last week also I met with pastors in our town, met with the probably about 15 to 20 different leaders from churches, and also from churches here in town, talked to them a little bit about opportunities for partnering for community events and community service and things like that. I also attended the Little League on Saturday, was able to get up and say a few words, talked about the importance of sharing facilities, and that one of the things that the group that was out there was interested in was synthetic turf fields, and so I talked a little bit about the value of partnering with the school district and other entities to try to get more synthetic turf fields here in town, and how that's part of the boring putting things into capital improvement plans and so on, so that we can figure out the budgeting. So I probably spent more time describing what I said there than what I actually spent talking there. I also got to meet Wobbly from the Aqua Sox. That's the
frog.
Yeah, that's the frog. Yeah, I got a couple photos with Wobbly there. So then went to the lip sync. I know that Councilmember Gehring was there at the lip sync and saw a number of other people there as well. Oh, by the way, Councilmember Gamble, your name was floated a couple times at the Little League. Not at the lip sync.
Yeah.
They weren't asking you to get up there and
next
and
is Gamble.
He's not here.
That's right. And then today I attended the ribbon cutting for Five Guys, and there were a number of people again that I saw there. Yeah, their potatoes come from Washington, and if necessary, from Idaho. They've only got 9 stores in the U.S., and it's nice having one of those 9 stores located here in Monroe. I know that my sons, at least, will drive out of their way to go to Five Guys near Alderwood Mall in Linwood and also up in Marysville. They will wait when they're coming back from a lacrosse tournament to go a little bit out of their way to have a Five Guys burger, and, you know, that's just cool. So I will be out of town for about a week, starting next week, and I think that's about it for now. Do have some meetings on Thursday, and I think that's it. So, Gene.
Got the draft agenda, but yes, the Five Guys grand opening was excellent, well attended, and pretty exciting for Monroe.
Yeah.
Draft agenda for June 10th, 2014. Under public hearing, we have the Transportation Improvement Program, 2015 through 2020. We have the consent agenda. Under unfinished business, we have the social media policy update. Under new business, we have the 2015 budget workshop. It's a discussion. Then authorized mayor to sign consultant agreement with Petit on-call plan and review consultant services. Council may recall that that's something that you requested months ago for us to do. We went out to an RFP, went through the selection process, and then came up with Petit as the consultant winner on that. And the approval of resolution number XXX 2014 declaring technology equipment surplus. And then the draft agenda for June 17th, 2014.
Okay. Councilmember
Gehring. Thank you, Mayor. Brad, curious about the public hearing one. Is that just going over the list of improvements that we already have? Do we need to like redo that every so often and have a public hearing about it, that whole thing? I thought that's what that might be. That's what I thought that might be. Very good. Okay. Very good. I thought that's what it was. Right, great. Thank you.
Does anybody else have any other questions about the draft agenda for June 10th? Okay, seeing none, let's go on to the extended agenda. Do you have any, are you going to present on it?
I'm not. The only note is that Representative Dan Christensen is marked down for the 17th.
And the way that we have invited him to speak is we've asked him for 15 minutes, which is what we normally do with a presenter, not that they need to speak for 15 minutes. We've asked him to do sort of a retrospective, talk about what happened in the last legislative session that was of importance. And then talk about some of the important things he sees coming up for the 2015 legislative session. And then, of course, having plenty of time for Q&A, as is appropriate. We also let him know that there's a potential that Representative Scott and Senator Pearson may also want to come in. And if that's the case, rather than having each one with 15 minutes, we'll just go ahead and kind of group them together, and we'll figure that out if that happens. Councilmember Gehring?
Thanks. A couple emails about moving the Finance Committee meeting to the 10th as well, since we're not meeting on the 3rd, and since we just want to make sure that gets reflected in the extended agenda as well.
Thank you.
You can make it on the 10th. So we're not meeting the 3rd, so we'll just move it out a week.
Yep. So we'll put the Finance Committee on June 10th.
Yep.
Okay. Any other changes or requests from Council for the extended agenda? All right, seeing none, let's go ahead and move on to, do you have anything else, Administrator? Okay. All right, we do have a need for 2 executive sessions.
One executive session, 2 topics.
I'm sorry, 1 executive session, 2 topics. So the first topic is potential litigation, RCW 4230.110, subsection 1, subsection little I, subsection little I. And that is estimated at 10 minutes, and then pricing of property, RCW 4230.110.1, little c, and that's estimated at 15 minutes. So the total time in executive session is expected to be 25 minutes. And do we anticipate taking action aside from adjournment?
Potentially, yes.
Okay, and with the potential of action following executive session. So I think we are going to remain in here for executive session. Mm-hmm. And we'll go ahead and begin that here momentarily. Thank you. Okay, we're back in session, and just came out of executive session, and Councilmember Gehring.
Thank you. I move to authorize the mayor to execute a letter of intent with the Irwin Development Group regarding Parcel 5 of the North Kelsey Short Plat in substantially the form presented to council, but with the provision headed estoppels deleted and initialed in pen and ink.
Second.
Okay, I have a first and I have a second from Councilmember Hanford in pen and ink. It's very precise. Thank you. Any discussion on the motion? Okay, seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion passes 6-0. There's no other business this evening. Councilmember Hanford.
Motion to adjourn.
I have a motion to adjourn from Councilmember Hanford, a second from Councilmember Gamble. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion passes 6-0. We are adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you.